across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And it's a real pleasure to welcome into the studio Antoinette from A Toy's Life and Beyond. We're going to be talking about broken toys. Very good morning to you, Antoinette.
Very good morning to you, Neil. Thank you very much for inviting me here.
That's okay. Now, we found out about you because you're taking part in the Orchard Park Environment Day, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that's taking place tomorrow. And what we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing a toy repair cafe and a toy swap. So we're having two different projects going on there tomorrow.
Okay, so tell us about Toys Life and Beyond. You were telling me before we came on, you've been going just under a year. So
yes, basically, yeah. Only started, we had our first toy swap last December. And I have three children, I have three small boys.
Right.
And so you can imagine, the house is full of toys.
You're pleased to come out for a rest, I would guess.
Exactly. I'm sure my husband won't be too happy listening to this. We had lots of toys at home. And what do you do after, once they're not using them? You may go to the charity shop, but sometimes the charity shop say we're not taking any more donations. So it's what do? You put them in the bin, but you just know that just it's not right. Mm. So I thought, what can be done? And, just thought of, create something that not just I can benefit from it, but everybody else can. So that's how A Life Toys and Beyond came about. It's trying to look for the right name as well, what happens to the life of a toy. So that's how I started, out of my children's bedroom, surrounded by toys.
My goodness, so you've got more room in the house now as well? Or
I have less room now from all the
stuff
activities.
That's coming.
Exactly.
Take your point. So how does it work? What sort of stuff are you looking at? You do a repair cafe and you do a swap. What sort of stuff would people normally look to repair, and what would they normally look to swap?
Well, basically for the toy repair cafe, just in general, the repair cafes are basically an international movement that started in Amsterdam in 2009, and then the first repair cafe here in Cambridge took place in 2014, and up to date there are about 15 different repair cafes in Cambridgeshire alone. And so we decided, because we focus on toys, we just decided to start just a pure toy repair. So people can bring any sort of toys, whatever they have. Our repairs can see if they can repair it, basically.
Really? Because I was really upset, actually, because I spent most of yesterday afternoon tearing my house apart looking for my teddy bear. Now, as you can probably tell, I've certainly got a few decades on you, I think. So I've got a teddy bear that was given to me in my first couple of years after I was born. First couple of weeks, beg your pardon, after I was born. So I have this teddy bear which has been with me all my life, and it has suffered at my hands. It's barely got any fur on it, so it's just basically a sort of webbing type thing. And that webbing, where I've presumably laid on it and everything, it's just rotted away. Round where the squeaker is in particular, if it was a human, you'd be able to see right into their rib cage and everything. Is that the sort of thing that you can repair?
Well,
or is it just, no, leave it like it is? Or how does that work?
Well, our repairers, they're all volunteers, so they use their skills to try to help you and hopefully be able to repair. So they will let you know from the start. I mean, you can bring it and say, look, this is there's no way we can repair this because it's just past beyond repair.
Sure.
Or they can try their best and maybe just put a little patch and see how they can do it. So it's just basically just bring it along and take it from there. So
okay, do they manufacture anything, or do they have, because some of these toys presumably have bits missing and it's actually a bit of a trick to replace. Can they actually sort of, there's an arm missing off this Barbie or something?
For example, if there's an arm missing, they might just be able to create a hook out of metal. We have a tool kit, a big tool.
Oh, right.
Tool kit that McKay's has actually donated all the bits and pieces. And they will look around to see what they can do. And if they say some arm missing, but maybe we can just put a little bit of glue, at least the arm is still there, then they will do it. So it's they're very skillful people, the volunteers. Yes.
And you're saying there's an education side to this as well, that because we have got to, presumably, the phrase plastic just seems to fill everybody with dread now, whereas in the past, plastic was the thing that was going to change the world and revolution. It's a nightmare that we've created now, hasn't it? And everything to do with children seems to have some form of plastic or plastic packaging around it. Are you're trying to educate children away from that now, or what?
Those are trying to do, as our name says, it's we're trying to teach children about recycling in a fun way. But it's just not about recycling. It's about teaching children about the concept of circular economy. Mm. Basically, you use something as much as you can, and rather than bin it, you try to just turn it around and maybe make it part of the process again. For example, we have a project called Toy Art. So rather than the toy, it's a broken toy that cannot be repaired.
Right.
rather than going into the bin, they can create something. So they're learning there, well, you know, if I cannot repair it, I can maybe do a little piece of art with it, and then it will look nice, like in my bedside table, or give it to somebody as a present, you know, maybe one of the relatives, you know, grandparents. So they're just seeing that it's like, well, it's not, you know, I can do something with this, you know. So they are actually using their imagination and at the same time thinking, internalizing what the circular economy means. So that's another project that we have. We're not doing tomorrow, but that's something else that we do. So the same as this, with the toy swap, you know, with the toy swap where you're basically exchanging one thing for another. So rather than keep putting that toy away, or if you can charity cannot take it, you're just bringing it back into the economy. But they understand that, to their understanding, is if it goes into the economy, it's going to be swapped for something else. So it's like a very old form of, you know, how the economy used to work. So.
Sure. And when you do a toy swap, do you get involved in any repair at that point? Would you take stuff in and repair it and put it into it? Or does it tend to be just a straight swap?
It depends. So, for example, some events will have a toy swap and a toy repair. Right. Other time it's just a toy swap on its own with nothing else. So it depends, you know, what we decide to do and what the sometimes the bigger events what they want us to do. So that's the difference. Yes.
Okay. Do you keep? I mean, you've done a few of these. Have you seen stuff come through and you thought, well, I've got three boys, this is ideal, I'd love to, you know, this is just what I'm looking for. Do you see some interesting stuff coming through?
Yes, and some of them, like especially, like, I don't have any babies at the moment, but baby toys, you will see the same toys coming over and over again.
That's complete overkill, isn't it?
Really is. And you see, it's like, oh, people got sick and tired of the music, for example.
Yes.
Toy would play. You can see it. It's just like, gosh, you know, they have so many of this particular toy. So, and some of them have actually very interesting toys. And you know, my boys, we've done it so many times now that they know, it's like, mommy, when we have the next toy swap, so we can just do something. Or, mommy, this toy, maybe I can do some art. I want to do some toy art. So they're starting, and we're starting to see the same people as well going to the events again. So they're like, they really enjoy it. Like,
so they're starting, people are starting to get this whole idea that it hasn't got to be bad. And because we've got Christmas coming up, and sorry, I've used the Christmas word already. It's only August, I am sorry, but we've got, you know, it's going to start and loom on the horizon, and I'm guessing that this is absolutely a perfect, because you can take like your boys' toys, you can take the ones that they're just not interested, they don't know they've gone, and you can put those into a toy swap, and you can line up some great stuff for Christmas.
Exactly.
This is really economically viable, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. I mean, we will have an event in December for the Christmas time, so keep an eye on our website, but we also have a toy bank. So part of the toy bank is that, like, your toys that cannot be swapped, that people just don't want anymore, or they're just too many, they will just bring them. We have our toy bank, and some of the toys have actually gone to different play groups, and some of them have already gone abroad as well to, like, you know, for example, children in Nigeria, that there's a group in London that takes them and give it to them. And we also starting toy libraries. So we already run one toy library, which we took over. And we're starting another toy library as well with the North Cambridge Community Partnership. So it's a bit of mix of a toy library mixed with a bit of a literacy. So that's it's a different
spin
in a toy library. So, but we're using the toys as well. So we're trying to, like, you know, put them back into the economy, and rather than buying more toys, we're just, like, trying to use them and reuse them and recycle them. So.
Okay, now you're saying you're all volunteers.
Yes.
Are there any skills that you're missing? Are there some people, is there someone out there, if we could just find somebody who can do this?
Well, at the moment, I'm basically doing everything. Start from, like, still from the website. I mean, we have volunteers that help out, but, like, not the main, for example, like, social media, website. You know, for example, if somebody wanted to help us and develop our website a bit better, that would be excellent. I mean, I had to learn from scratch how to do website. So it's like, it's
not
too bad.
You've done a very good job. It didn't crash my computer when I loaded it. You did all right there.
So, yeah, no, if somebody wanted to volunteer with that would be excellent. Or at times, like, we know we need to get things from A to B, which I cannot take on my bike. So, like, you know, somebody's, like, you know, offer, like, you know, sort of, like, driving, that would be perfect. So, of any other skills that people think, well, you know, I could be, you know, what about this? And I'm just like, yeah, brilliant. You know, just send us an email or check our website. And definitely, we're always looking for volunteers to help out.
Okay. And as you're saying, people can see you tomorrow at the Orchard Park Open Day, the Environment Day. Let's just recap briefly on that. So it takes place at the Orchard Park Community Centre. That's where you're going to be, is it, tomorrow?
That's right, yes.
Okay, that's on Marmalade Lane?
No, it will be actually at the Community Centre itself, because there are two locations, so yeah, we'll be at the Community Centre.
Right, sorry, beg your pardon on that one. And that's between 10 and 4, is that right?
Yes, and the Toy Repair Cafe and the Toy Swap will be between 11 and 2. But if people, if we like to book in advance for the Toy Repair Cafe, so we know what is coming, so the repairs know a little bit in advance what they may need to have at hand, then just to book in advance. That's all. Yeah.
Okay, and how do people do that?
Basically, just send us an email at atoyslifeandbeyond@gmail.com.
Okay,
and that's it. That we will know.
atoyslifeandbyond@gmail.com. If you're driving along and you can't write that down, just send me a text when you're parked up, and I'll send you that email address back out. But that sounds like a lot of fun. Where does it go from here?
Well, basically, we're trying to just to cement everything that we're doing. We're actually started a pilot with the schools. So basically, we've gone to a few schools and just teach children, show children about the circular economy, how the circular economy concept works. So they bring plastic, they bring toys, and then we take it from there. We do a few activities with them, and at the end of the day, they're really happy because they've seen, they can teach their parents about what the circular economy means, even about the little numbers inside the triangle of all those plastic things that you see.
Well, you can start with me then, because I don't know what those mean. How amazing.
Yeah, so basically, we've asked the children, what do you think these little numbers are? And there's how many times it can be recycled, which is the most common one that people think.
Okay.
But it's actually just about the type of plastic it is. So, for example, if it says one is one type of plastic, if it says number two is the other type of plastic. So they're most common plastic that they use, and some of them are harder to recycle than others.
Right, yeah.
So that's what it is. It's like this plain and simple. Plastic. So
we've all learned something now. Yes. Excellent. Well, it is, and it's got to be the way we do it. We've got to start with the children, because you know what? We're all going to be gone, and they're going to be left with this mess to mop up. So if we can educate them now, hopefully they'll be a bit more attuned to the whole thing by the time they've got their own children coming
through. Exactly, and everybody talks about plastic. I mean, plastic, they're not bad in itself, I think. It's just how we dispose
of it.
How
we use it, yeah.
I think that's the key issue. It's how do you dispose of plastic? Because, there's all those different things that you have with plastic, that are made of plastic, that are very useful. For example, if somebody has an inhaler, how would you replace an inhaler? What would you do? Would you use glass or an EpiPen as well? How would you do that? So we'll be talking a bit about that. We have our next event, sort of the big one, as part of the Festival of Ideas. And we'll have a toy swap then, but we'll also be talking about plastic. And is it evil or not? Are they good or bad? So if no one, keep tune on that as well. You can check the program out for the Festival of Ideas, and you can see.
We'll definitely get you back nearer the time on that one, because that's it, October, is it?
That's October, yes.
Fantastic. All right, well, there we are. Look, if you want to find out more, then Antoinette's website is atoyslifeandbeyond.org. That's atoyslifeandbeyond.org. And all the details are there if you want to get in touch, if you want to donate, all those things are there. It's got to be done, and well done to you for getting it started. And yet again, it starts here in Cambridge. This is what it's all about. So lovely. Antoinette, good luck tomorrow. That's the Orchard Park Environment Day, which takes place between 10 and 4. You're there between 11 and 2 with the repair cafe, for the toy repair cafe. Good luck with that tomorrow, and we'll see you for the Festival of Ideas.
Thank you very much.
That's Antoinette from A Toys Life and Beyond, atoyslifeandbeyond.org.